Well, hi again. I just moved outside so that I could talk to you a little bit. I really scored in the mailroom today. I got three letters, so I'm all caught up. I was really worried because I was missing so many, but all the missing details are filled in now. And I got your other cute card. And I also got the boys' report cards. And I want to tell you, boys, that I am really proud of you, especially you, Gary, because you showed so much improvement in your report card over the last one. And I want you to keep trying real hard and keep working at getting better and better. But I just want to tell you that I'm really proud of how well you did. And Jeffrey, I'm very proud of you too, because you got just a wonderful report card. And Jeffrey, I want to thank you today. I got your Valentine that you sent me, the little picture with the heart in the middle. And I really thought that that was pretty. And I want to thank you very, very much for sending that nice thing to me. By the way, I wanted to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. I went to the PX to try to buy some Valentines, and they just don't have any. So I guess I won't be able to send you one. But I want to thank you. For your sen me sending you for sending me yours, Jeffrey and Ruth, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day too. And I accept my apology for not sending a card, but really they are completely out of them. Well, oh, there's several things in your letter. First of all, Ruth, the Cougar isn't supposed to need a lube except for every 6,000 miles or 6 months, whichever comes first. So I'm sure they'll take advantage of you and give you anything that they think that you want. But it's really not supposed to need a lube or oil change every 6,000 miles and a tune-up every 12,000 miles. So you really don't have to worry about it, probably until I get back. Oh, Ruthie, about the mortar attacks that you hear about. We have not been mortared here in months. Now, what you hear about are what we call fire support base camps. And these are the places that surround us where they have the big heavy artillery. And these places get hit all the time. Now, right now there's two main different kinds of people stationed here. There's the 1st Cavalry Division and the 25th Infantry Division. But when you hear about them being hit or involved in a battle somewhere, like you hear about the 1st Cav, all that means is that we are going to get their casualties. But the fighting is nowhere near us. It's 30, 40 miles away over towards Cambodia, up near a city called Tainin, which you probably hear about quite a lot. So please don't worry that we're being mortared, because we just aren't. We have taken about 5 shells since I've been here, and they've all hit far, far away, because there's really nothing near us that they want to get. So please don't worry about it, and I just want you to know that I am real safe here. I'm really getting excited about the office. I'm just dying to know what it looks like. It seems so weird to hear you say that Judy said that my office is all ready for me, and yet I haven't heard a word from them. At least I'd like Les to let me know, what's happening, and even what the address of the office is and what it looks like, and also how Irv is doing. And if you talk to her, bug her and tell her that I want to hear from them, and I never do. They owe me a letter. So I'd sure like to hear from them. I'm glad you enjoyed the tapes from Japan. Actually, now that I look at the slides, and the more I think back on the trip, the more I really enjoyed it, and I really got to see a tremendous amount. It was just that I was so rushed during the entire trip, and I was burdened down with all these Nikon cameras and stuff, that it was really a chore getting back. But now that I look back on it, it really was a fantastic experience. By the way, I think I told you in a letter that, would you believe, last week they had Nikon cameras and RPX. I don't feel so bad, because I went over there as soon as I heard about it, and they had already sold out. But can you imagine, I went all the way to Japan to get an Icon, carried two of them all the way back here, and when I get here I find out that they have them in RPX. Oh well, that's life in the Army for you. Well anyway, I couldn't have gotten all the accessories that I got by going to Japan. You mentioned in one of your letters that Nanny was feeling better, but I didn't receive a letter that you told me that Nanny wasn't feeling good. Please let me know what was wrong with her. I'm very much interested. And I hope that she's feeling much better by now. I still haven't heard from you about the new date to go to Hong Kong. Actually, if you don't want to change dates, honey, I can still take a commercial flight. And there's a good chance I'm going to take a commercial flight anyway because of the difficulty getting on an R&R flight. So if it's any kind of a hassle to change flight reservation, let me know. I'm sure there'll be no sweat changing the reservation at the Hilton, and I can take care of that once I hear from you. I'll just write them a letter. But if you think that you don't want to go, you know, you don't want to change the date or you want to go a different date or anything, let me know. But I would think that either the 25th or the 28th, those are the days that I would leave and arrive. I would leave here on the 25th about noon and arrive, I think, about 3 in the afternoon. Now, if you want to, if Cleo doesn't go, I don't know how you feel about it. A lot of people have told me that it still is so much better to have you arrive the day before and just get a good night's rest, go to sleep in the afternoon. But I am sure that you're not going to want to be by yourself in Hong Kong, so that it may be better for you may want me to arrive the same day, and that's all right. But just remember that it'll be either the 25th or the 28th, that or the 29th, that flights will be leaving here, and then I could arrive, so that we both arrive the same day. So you figure from there, and I'll just wait and hear your letter, hear in the letter what you want me to do. And if you still want to continue on the same schedule and arrive on the 23rd, and then that's all right with me. And if you want me to arrive on the 23rd, I can do that too. But I'll just wait and see what your opinion is. But I hope you mention it in one of your letters, because I haven't heard yet. But you probably didn't get my letter. Your last letter was dated the 5th, and it's now the 9th. And I'm sure that probably tomorrow or the next day I'll get the answer from you. So this is so silly about this communications. I'm talking to you, asking you a question that you probably have already answered. Two fellows just got back today from Hawaii and really had a great time. One of the fellows just went to the went to Oahu and stayed at the Hawaiian Village. And but he had a sister there that lived in Hawaii, and actually he didn't do very much, I guess, but spend time on the beach every day and then go out in evenings with his sister. The other fellow went to Kauai and stayed at the Coco Palms, and he said that it was the most magnificent hotel he's ever stayed in. And one of the other fellows here, I think, stayed at the Coco Palms on Kauai. And I think that sounds like a fantastic idea. You know, we've already seen Oahu, and I like to take the kids there and show them the surfing beaches and take a drive around the island, maybe for a day or two, and then go to Kauai and spend about 5 or 6 days there just relaxing, just lying on the beach, and as I said, just relaxing. I think that by that time you'll need a relaxing vacation, and I will too, and it'll be great fun just to see and play with the kids again. So let me know what you think about Hawaii, and well, of course, we'll talk about it in Hong Kong. I keep forgetting that I'll be seeing you. Seems so weird that I'll really be seeing you, and instead of just talking to you on the tapes or writing letters, I really do miss you, and I miss everyone, and I'm really looking forward to just seeing you, and besides the shopping, which I'm sure you'll be looking forward to. I know you're going to be dreading the flight, but just think of all the great shopping you're going to get done when you get there, and all the money you'll spend. So think positively for a while, and just grit your teeth on the flight. I suggest that you really should take some phenobarb, and take quite a lot of it on the flight so that you're completely relaxed. If you need some phenobarb, if you don't have enough, just go to Samuel's and ask him to write you a prescription for some, or Les can do it for you. Also, they have elixir of Nebutol, which will really knock you out and let you sleep. I think it's probably about, 7 hours or 8 hours from Hawaii to Japan, and it'd be really nice to be able to sleep on that stretch, because by then I'm sure it's going to be evening as far as you're concerned, although when you're flying it's still going to be in the late in the afternoon. You know, the time seems to go backwards. You'll be flying and it's going to be sunny the whole time, even though you're in the sky for 14 hours and leaving late in the afternoon. So I really think it'd be a great idea if you took some sleeping pills with you, or sleeping medicine in liquid form, of course. You know, as far as clothes for me is concerned, I'm not. First of all, I don't feel that I have to really dress up there. I would like you to bring me a couple of pair of slacks. Well, probably a couple pair of brown slacks and my brown sport coat. And also probably my you know, that blue suit, that sort of blue Ivy League suit would be nice, and also a couple of ties that go with each. I think I have some brown ties that go with that real lightweight brown sport coat. But if you could bring this a sport coat and a suit, and that suit with my black suit that I have, which just worked out just fantastic in Hong Kong, and I think looks great and fits me well. So if I have those two suits and a sport coat, it'll be just fine. I probably could use about, let's say, two long sleeve white shirts, and the rest of stuff like underwear and socks and stuff, I have plenty of that. Oh, but I don't have any brown shoes, so probably be a good idea to bring my brown shoes, although I could always buy a pair of shoes when I get there, which is probably the best idea anyway, because the shoes are so great and so cheap, and I do need a new pair of brown shoes. But anyway, if you have room to bring it, you could bring my brown shoes. And I really think that that's about all. I really don't need anything else. I'll bring my raincoat, my army raincoat, and I can always use that. And I have a pair of black shoes, you know, my army black shoes, which will certainly be adequate. And actually, if you wind up not having enough space, you know, you don't want to bring too much for me, just bring two white shirts, my blue suit, you know, the blue Ivy League suit, and just forget about the brown stuff. Maybe you could bring a pair of my black or a charcoal gray slacks, and I can wear that with a white shirt during the day, and maybe that, you know, my black sweater, that one little thin black sweater. It'd be a good idea to bring that anyway, that thin black one, because it's very light and easy to pack and won't take up much room. So if you bring the black sweater and a pair of black or charcoal slacks, that way I'll have my own shoes to wear, and I have the black suit to wear, and I'll have the blue suit to wear, and everything will match, and I won't have any problems. So one good shirt to bring instead of a white one would be that blue nylon thing, because it's wash and wear. I can just wash it in the hotel room and hang it up, and you won't have to iron it, and it'll be in good shape to wear the next day. I'll think a little more about the clothes, and you write me and let me know whether you think you're going to have enough room. I would just try to bring two suitcases and your overnight case, and you know, you're going to be buying so much clothes in Hong Kong that I wouldn't bring a complete wardrobe. Of course, most of the stuff you buy there, you get handmade, so that you got to have some basic clothes to wear. But don't go overboard, because anything you need, you can buy. And believe me, honey, I plan to spend at least $1,000 on clothes for you, or goodies that you'd like. So just remember to pack pretty light. And the weather there should be still pretty cool. It's cool there now. So you got to bring a something warm to wear. As far as a coat, you know, you can buy a nice cashmere coat there, so you might not even have to bring your coat. Although you got to have something at least warm to wear when you get off the plane. Well, anyway, I see we're getting to the end of the tape, so I'll say goodbye now and tell you I love you and I love you all, and I just can't wait. I'm, as you are, counting the days to Hong Kong, and looking forward to it very much. I hope you enjoy the slides, and I'll talk to you again very shortly.